Hi there. The word for you today is your vision. You must feel it. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, we find these words, write the vision and make it plain. Now, Habakkuk describes his vision in an interesting way. Quote, the burden which the prophet saw. Note, he saw it wherever he went, and it drove him to his knees. He prayed in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? The law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore perverse judgment proceeds. It was a pretty grim scene. Understand this, before God blesses you with a plan of action, sometimes he'll burden you with the problem you have been called to help solve. Lewis Braille wanted to read and write, but at 3 years of age he was blinded by a tragic accident while playing in his father's harness shop. Refusing to settle for a world of darkness, he said, I will make a system so that the blind can read and write. As a result, millions of sight-impaired people have been blessed by what we now know as the Braille system. The psalmist cried, Psalm 69, verse 9, the zeal for my father's house has consumed me. Let me ask you, what's your all-consuming desire? What are you passionate about? What has God called and gifted you to do? Paul's burning desire was to reach the world for Christ, and he succeeded. When his enemies imprisoned him instead of giving in to defeat, you know what he did? He turned his cell into a writer's retreat and penned 13 epistles that would change more lives after he left the world than he could ever hope to touch while he was in it. So here's the question. What are you willing to give your life to and for? If your vision is truly of God, you will feel it.